talked about the Tosas of Aval b'mechuberes eimakul moedase. We'll come back to it when the Grizz takes it up a little bit later. It's in the paragraph of Lefiza. But let's just move forward in the first paragraph, Anira Loma Baza. That's what I really want to do. I just want to basically do to the end of that paragraph and the next paragraph. Just get the basic idea he has. Vahanira Loma Baza. Dine Kfarnechko Rishonim Ba'avno Sakino Maso Shenichen Barosh Gago. The Naflu Baruch Mitsuya Veziko Basadanaichi. The Gamrinin Lahuba Mehatsad Me Aish Ubar. Ma Dinon the Inyan Nizke Kalim Vitomun. Right, so you have a case. You have Avna Sakina Masal, but you didn't put it in the Rosh Hasharavim. You put it on the Gag. And now it fell Baruch Mitsuya. It didn't do Hezek B'Shas, or I don't really care if it did, not the issue here. And it was Mazik after it's already resting in the Rishas HaRabim. So we definitely know that you're Chayev because of a Bameh Hatzad Me'ei Shabor. Because if you just do one of them purely, you'll never learn out that case. Because Bor is a case where you kiyiftacha kiyichra ish bor b'shus harabim. So you didn't do that. So therefore the guy would have a taina. I mean, I didn't make a bor in the b'shus harabim. What do you mean mechayev me for bor? So, and so too, yeah, right, and nor could you learn it out strictly from Eish. So, but the Gemara says you learn it out from Me'atzad, from Eish Abor. Now the question is, what's the lacha Madina Lin in this case, Kalim V'Tamun? Because Eish is Potter in Tamun, and Bor is Potter on this case, Adam in this case, Kalim. You and Shabbat Rosh, Parakama the Baba Kama, Shavi the Yeshma Gedolim, Shakasu, the Loma Chayevu, Elama Shachayev, Ishnaim, the Eishu Babor, which is a Tosis on Dav Gimel on Beis. Upatiri Miniski Kalen Kamo Bor, and we Tomin Kamo Eish, the Kaven, the Asaba Mehatsad. Yahavina and Lahu Akal Shabishneyam. Varash Cholek Alzev is really the Chol Din Bor Yeshlahem. Kevin de Heziko Basar de Naichi, who bore Gomorhem. Vadi Alfina Lahu Me'esh, Hain Rakling in Ikarachiev, Shee Chayev Bam. Af Shekoach Acher Me'urav Bam. Avalacha Sheishlano Yalfusa Me'esh. The gam b'koach achar meurav b'hem ikachi of nizakin chazer dinam liyos kemo bor l'chol adinam. So it's true you learn out from Eish that yichayev, but now it's a bor. The chol shaseiko b'astanaychi areikav damo labor v'taris bor lahem v'lo taris Eish ulach yichayev gam b'taman. The chayim bebor misgalgal after tzurchina beili afusa mishor mikol makom toras borbe below toras shor v'chayim b'shus harabim ayin shom bedvarof ulechora adavet zarech beer demacher the chiyuv and yalof gamayesh. Right, since you're really deriving the whole chiyuv, the whole liability from eish, im came heichi teisi nechayim yosef beish. Umay mahanya had the shame bore aleim. Kevin al kaponim are gamrinin lechiyuvayu mechiyuv deish. Veichef shel lechayvinu bedvarim sheish poter aleim. She nafish chiyuvayu mechiyuv deish. Right, that's the kasha. right? The old Hakibi Machayev, the Nilmad more than the Malamed. That's basically his kasha. So now he says, Ulam Nira Pashat. Dareha de'esh patar al tomon huze mitzad gzer sakosav shatora patra tomon be'esh. Aval be'ikr din mazik harelo shiny tomon me'eno tomon. Bagzer sakosav zen nema rakal esh velo amasha eno esh. Vishapa yalfinan avno sakino maso shenichav rosh gago v'nafla baruch mitzuya v'ziko barsa de naichi mechiyu v'de'esh yei nechshav mazik. Afim koacha chamurba. Avalinya petura the Talmud should be tag zeres akasav vazlina basa ikar shame im shame barbo or shame eishalav. So he says, yes. Well, it's true that what when they cause damage basa naichi, it's true you learn out the chiyuv from Eish, i.e. that you should be considered a mazik, even though it's a koach hachamurabo. But, at the end of the day, it's a bar. And, basa ikar shem, im shem boro, im shem eishalav. The tamen ba'esh, patra Torah, v'lo b'bor. V'kevin ilacha yalfus arei Torah's bor alav no sekina maso, v'lo Torah's eish. Right, that's how it's functioning, as bor, not as eish. V'meila de'inam b'chol gzeres hakasav shol patur tamen. The gzeres hakasav dema rakal eish b'vad v'zeh harei eino eish. Kevin zeko baser the naichi. Right, since it's hezek is happening after it's already resting, it's acting as a bor. V'zeh writes at the kol v'rishus haram. V'zeh the kamar harash delinyan hadinim shenemro ba'avos nizikin. The Shein Haregel, Peturim Bishus Arabim, Ubor Pater Al Kalim, Veish Pater Al Toman. Ein Ano Mashgichin Al Yalfusos. We don't care about how you derive this. Im Yalfin Al Chiyuv Me'esho, Mibor, Mishein Haregel. Ratzrichan Ano Lodden Al Anilmad Ba'atzmo. Im Yeshlov Torah Se'esh, Torah Boro Eish. I'm a Torah Shora El Boro Eish. Bechol Shetor is Borbe. Afim Yalfin Al Chiyuv Me'esho, Reo Pater Al Kalim, Vechayav Al Toman, Vechayin Lebach. So it's true, the chiyuv is not nilmad from eish. Aval heim va'atzman bor gamar heim kevin hazikah basanaychi. U'memela dein nechlon ba'gzeres hakasav shol patur tamon hanemar al eish. Rak dinan kidin bor l'chol davar. Hashita cheres evi arasir lei demachin al kopana beinin lamelfinu gamay eish linyan achiyuv. Al kei memela the ein lachol behen ela mashachayev beish uvetom and potter beish kam habanach potter. So he spent a very 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 long time explaining the position of the Rush. Then he gets to the Yesh Min HaGadolim, and it almost sounds like he just repeats the facts. Like, really, what is the machlokas definitively? What is the Grizz really saying here? What really is the svara? It's funny how we give such a short shrift to the Shita Cheres, huh? Dal kalpanim bein and lemelfinu gam beyesh lin yachiv. Okay, so therefore you can't have more than what you have in eish, or you can't have more than what you have in bor. So you get it. You get limited by talmud and you get limited by kalim and misa sadam, of course. Very funny. I think this is a real basic point here. A real key point about the system of Chiyuvei Nezikin. That's what he's trying to bring out here. So I think the question's like this. The question is, how do you understand the chiyuvim and peturim of the categories? Of the categories in the Zikin. So let me do the opposite of what the Grizz did. Let me talk more about the Yesh Min HaGedolim. And really, flush out what the idea is. You see, let's take Tumen as a good example. So you say Eish is putter in Tumen. Now, there are two ways to understand what that means. The way the Yesh Min HaGedolim understand it is as follows. Let's for a moment, I mean, this is the way the Grizz is learning. So there are some other opinions about this, but let's say the most prevalent opinion. So what is the main feature of Eish? Is that it's Koach HaChamurav Ba. That's the Gzeres HaKasov of Eish. So now the Yesh Min HaGedolim learn that since Eish is a mazik, but it's a mazik based on koach acher ma'urav ba, right? In other words, you have the action of the Adam, and then you have the koach acher ma'urav ba, these other causations that play a critical role in the whole way that Eish is a mazik, the halachas Eish. So the Yesh Min HaGedolim learn that's why there's a limit of Taman. In other words, the limited liability of Eish, that it's Pater B'Taman, is directly connected by the fact that it's Koach Acha Ma'urav Ba. That's why there is a limit. That's why there's a Pator. And the same thing with Bor. Why is Bor Pater in Kalim? Because the answer is the Bor doesn't come to you. But somehow something has to get those things to the Bor. And because that's the feature of Bor, that it's a certain kind of a takala, but it's a takala depends on the acherim. And Kalim don't walk on their own into a Bor. Okay? So that's why there's a limited liability. So it's in the very nature of the liability, in other words, in the very nature of the chiyuv, of why the Adam is considered chayuv, in that structure, why he has chiyuv nezakin, in that structure, is exactly where the peturim emerge. So therefore the Gedolim say, the Bali Tosa say, that if you're telling me Avno Sakino Maso is learned out by Mehatzad from Eish and Bor, which means what in logical terms? It means you're telling me, why is this my problem? Why am I the Baal Hatakala? After all, I put it on the roof. Oh, because you're telling me you learn it out from Eish of Koach Acher Ma'urav Ba. And that says that I still, you can't call it Grumma. But you make me the Mazik. I'm the Mazik as a result. Oh, but if Koach Acher Ma'urav Ba is essential, and that's what it means, the Alfusas, and they're showing me that I am liable, that I am the mazik. So therefore, the limit of Tumen necessarily comes with it. And if you tell me it's also Bar, and that's another reason why I become Chayiv, so then the Peturim of Kalim have to come with it too. That's how the Yesh Min HaGadolim are learning. You see, it's not just the alfusas, you know, it's like, it sounds like some hazy idea. I mean, everybody has the alfusas, or else you can't learn it out. But the question is, where does the Patur emerge from? And the answer is, it's the Peturim are a din in the very chiyuvim. What's being machayev you and giving you the din of the mazik, and therefore it's shmiras on alecha. It's tracing why, and why you can't taina. I'm just stomach grumman and all this. What's it got to do with me? I put it up on the roof. I didn't put it in the rishus harabim. I didn't make a bore. What are you talking about? So since that's true, so therefore, since the peturim come from the chiyuve mazik, so therefore, that's exactly why it's going to be limited. If it's learned out from Eishin Bor, or if it's learned out, I don't care, from Shorin Bor, I don't care, whatever it is, that's going to limit the very nature of the liability of what the Chiyuve Mazik are. But the Rush argues. The Rush says no. The Peturim, they're not a din in the Chiyuvim, in the Chiyuve Eish, or the Chiyuve Bor. But they are the Gzeres HaKasav is, it's a halach in the shame of the mazik. The shame mazik. Tumen's a din in a mazik of Eish. And Kalim is a Petur in the shame mazik of Bor. And therefore the Rush says, and this, by the way, is no machlokas, of course. Everyone agrees that it's being mazik as a Bor. No one thinks it's being mazik as an Eish. But since the Rush holds that the Peturim, the Gzeres HaKasav, is that the way it's structured is that the Peturim are attached to the shame of the mazik, then it's a Bor. And since it's a Bor, so of course only the Dine Bor are going to apply to this. Yeah, it's true the alfusas are necessary to show me why I can't taina. It's a grumma. Why I am the adam who's responsible for this mazik, and it's considered my thing as if I was kiyiftach ish bor, as if I put it there. It makes no difference. That's true. That's the chiyuve mazik. But the Rush says, but you're making one mistake, Tosis. The Peturim don't emerge from the Chiyuve Mazik. The Peturim emerge, the Gzeres HaKasav is that they emerge from the shame of the Mazik. And the shame Mazik is a shame Bor. And if we're a shame Eish and a Chanami, it would be Pater and Tumen and not Pater and Kalim, whatever the case may be. That's the Machlokas. So the Machlokas is, where do the Peturim, the specific Peturim, where are they emerging from? Are they a result of the very structure of the Chiyuve Mazik? Or do they emerge from the shame of the Mazik? That's the Machlokas in the between the Rush and the Gedolim. Kalach Mu'ur of Bo is not telling you the nature of this Mazik. When it's just telling you that you're Chayav. It's telling you that it's considered as if it's your Maisa. As if you put it there. I think there might be different ways how to formulate that exactly, but I don't want to get into that. But for now, the point is, it's no different than if you placed it there or not. It has the same status. It's yours. But the Koach HaChamurav in no way affects what is the how this thing is being mazik. It's being mazik as a takala, b'rishus harabim. It's not being mazik as an eish. It's not traveling and destroying things. has nothing to do with that. No, I'm saying same idea. No, all I'm saying is that the Yesh Mogidim learn that why is Tamun Potter? Because since you're Chayiv, because the Torah is saying Koach Achamurav Bo, that results in a limited liability where Tamun is Potter. Well, now I'm not trying to explain why that is. I'm just telling you that's. Okay, I was being a little descriptive over there, you know, a little, I was being a little dramatic. When I said that boar doesn't walk. But I mean, yeah, I was trying to give like a certain intuitive relationship between the two. Oh, no. I'm just saying that whatever the features are, whatever creates the chiyuve boar, right, even though the boar, all the features, whatever boar is, that results in your being liable for it, it does result in a certain limited liability. You see, like, as opposed to Adam, if I punch you in the face, there's no limited liability. Let me put it that way as a contrast. I don't want to go further, though. There's certain things that limit it. Certain features. And therefore the Torah just didn't say, look, whatever happens, you're chayav for everything. Torah could have said that. It didn't. And the Bali Tosa learning, it's because of the very chiyuve mazik. The way that you become chayav results in certain limits of liability. That's what I'm saying. And since that's true, so therefore you're going to have, if you're learning out your chiyuv of Avno Sakina Masov from two different categories, by definition, those things are now in play. And therefore, there's going to have to be limited liability from both aspects. Because you're using both aspects to be machayev you. Oh, so therefore, by definition, they're going to have those limits. But the Rush says no. That only tells you that, yes, you're the Adam who's responsible. That's true. Koach Achamurav Bo, you can't use as a claim that, look, I had nothing to do with it. But that's not where the Peturim come from. The Peturim come from the shame of the Mazik. That's the Gzeres HaKasav. If it's a boar, boom. That's what it results in. Eish, boom. That's what it results in. You chayiv in this, you potter in that. That's how it works. Okay? All right, good. That's a very important idea. Yep, I say the grizz is worth it just for that idea alone. All right, then he said, "Let's continue." Let's go one more paragraph. I said, "All right, the yisod davrzem is bar gam ahadusir le the rav davlo sakina maso sheinichem rishus a rabim vehezeko I lo afkirino havin shor." Yeah, that's Rav's Shita. That the essence of Shor is that it's Mamona. Okay? So if you put Avno Sakina Mason, who's just a Rabin, he holds it as a Din Shor. Because it's Mamona. It's not like Bor. Bor is Hefker. Bor is Chayef because of the Asiya. But here it's because it's Mamona. But Rayan Yavi Chayav on Niske Kalem, because a Shor is obviously Chayav on Niske Kalem. Vere Havad, I delineate Alfuso, Lomanitzi, and Lemelfino, Mishur Lachud, Kavit Shein, Ben Ruach Chayim, Vein Darken Lelech, Ulahazik. Okay? But of course, the description of Shor is not that simple. It's not just purely Mamono. Okay? Uki the Snab, Mastis, and Velo Zevezesh, Yesh Ben Ruach Chayim, Karea Eish, Ein Ba Ruach Chayim. Below Zevazeh, Shadarkin Leilech, Lahazik, Karea Bor, Shain Darkin Leilech, Lahazik. So you see, there's multiple characteristics. Valchanami, Abno Sakina Maso, Delo Afkirinu, Hare Ichlu, Bahanach Pirchi. Elevadai, the Ikar Yalfusa, Lachai Babno Sakina Maso, Gamla Rav, Himishor Ubor Biyachad. Okay, So it's going to really come out that how are you going to know Yechayiv and Avnos Sekina Masal Bershus Arabim is from Shor and Bar. Ukamosha Kasvu Kena Rishona Lehedja. Okay. El the Sphere Leila Rav the Achre the Alfina Midbor Lechayiv Gamba Ein Darko Leila Chulahazik. Okay, so now you're deriving from Bor that this kind, that you're still chayev for this kind of a shore, even though it's not dark or lelech. Chazad din avaskina masal shlof kira liyos kimo shore. V'tora shore behu, v'lo tora's Bor. Okay, that's interesting. I mean, I'm not getting into that question. That's an interesting question. How exactly Rav understands it. Rav is a little different than you would normally intuitively say. Umemel dechayvu gam al kalem. In other words, Rav's learning it really has like a century to the shore. It's being mazik as a shore. Deptur kalem toli rakba etzem ashem shalom mazik and shem shorbe or shem borolov. Bekevin lo achar yalfusa kol takola dlo afkara kishorohi la Rav. Vitora shor Allah. Al kain dechayv Allah gam al kalem velo ichbaslan klal ma dechiyuva nilma gam mibor. The Mikol Mokum Ptur Kalim Shahu Migzeres Akasim Nema Rak Al Bor Velo Al Elu Shesof Kol Sof Yeshven Torah Shor Ukamav Shekasavnu Vizel Lashon Hari Ibn Migash B'Tshuvosav. Yeah, this is a pretty nice raya. Simen Kofayin Dal V'Afal Gav the Bain Ki Chashav Lahu Bor Ubein the Chashav Lahu Shor. Right, so the Ibn Migash says, I don't care which way you think about it. Whether you hold like Rav or you hold like Shmuel. Whether you consider this thing like a boar or you think this thing like a shore. Haka nafek dina b'mehat sad. So everyone's going to hold that you're definitely learning out from both. That has to be. V'chayi avin nihu and yichaya for it. Afilu hachi nafkamina l'chinyuvei bei adam v'kelam. He says, what's going to be the nafkamina? And it's Rav and Shmuel both agree that definitely the Yalfusa by definition requires both. But the question is, at the end of the day, which one is it? So what's the nafkamina, since you're learning it out from both? Oh, so he says nafkamina is going to be whether yichayev and adam v'kelam. Di chashvis l'hu d'chayvinhu d'chiyuvinhu. Mach Mashain Bornihu Lo Machaibu Adam Vikalum. Vi Khashvaslu the Chiyuvinu Machmashor Shu Mamono Mechaibu Adam Vikalum. Akana Shona. Hare Laheja Medivre Hari Magash Dilain Ikar Yalfusa Lekanafkusa Klaal Bain Rav Shmuel. Rak Pligi Imla Akha Yalfusa Meshora Bor Torah Shorbo a Torah's Bor Vinafkamina Liftor Adam Vikalum. Vahina Kamashka Sabha. That's gonna be the rush. Right? So the Ibn Migash, he learns exactly like the Rush. Now what's the whole Gemara since? They both require the Bameh Hatzad in order to understand this case of Avnos Sekina Maso Birshus Arabim. You're going to need both. He says, but what's the Nafkina Gemia be? Oh, what you actually can define it as, under which category. So you see, he clearly learned that the peturim of whatever it is, Adam, Kalim, whatever the cases may be, are a result of the Chaloshe Mazik. And that's how he learns the Sugya. That's why Rav and Shmuel are arguing. Because that's going to be the Nafkamina, even though they both agree, it's the same exact Yalfusas. Same exact Matzah is all going to work. Same thing. That makes no difference. Because the peturim don't result from the Chiyuve Mazik. The Peturim will result from the Chaloshe Mazik. And that's why they have a Machlokas according to the Ibn Migash. That's what the Machlokas is about. So it's the same sheet as the Rush. Ah, but that's the next paragraph, which I'm not going to do right now. I'm going to stop here, actually. But that's why now he goes to Tosus. Because Tosus learns the Sugya differently. This is the Tosus. It's Mamish on this Sugya. That's where you have the sheet of Tosus that it's all based on the Alfusas, meaning the Peturim are halach in the Chiyuve Mazik, And that's why Tosfos over there raises a whole issue over there. Because you see, he learned the whole sugya from that framework and not from the framework of the Rush and the Ibn Migash. That's what this next paragraph is about. To show you that point. Okay? So I'm going to, you know, shorten it. I apologize that I have to shorten it, but I have to go to that chasna. Chatuna. All right.